You don't need me to tell you that the cost of energy for daily needs has increased frequently and by a lot. Alternative energy production, it's been tried only to fail with typically you, the consumer, often picking up the cost of the energy company's failures. The mantra from Washington has been drill, baby, drill, which, you know, we have been to the point where we are an oil-independent nation. That's good, primarily at the gas pump, but for electricity, well, not so much. This past week, upon taking office, New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill signed two executive orders intended to address the increasing cost of electricity in both the immediate and long-term ways. Joining us to examine these plans, their potential impact, and whether they're easier said than done, is the executive director of New Jersey Citizen Action, Dina Matola-Jaborska. How are you today, Dina?
I'm great. How are you?
Good to talk with you about this issue. And any ray of hope for relief with the cost of energy is always good news. But like I said, and we'll find out if this is going to be easier said than done. Find out about New Jersey Citizen Action. The website is njcitizenaction.org. And let us start with the obvious, with the executive orders. As I said, two of them. First orders the State Board of Public Utilities to provide residential universal bill credits to offset increases in the cost of electricity. It's scheduled to take effect in later on this year, relying on really the same or at least similar funding sources the boards used in an order back in August of last year that provide the credits to customers. Is this how much, when we talk credits, if I recall correctly, it was in the ballpark of $100, which, I mean, it's nice, but it certainly isn't a total solution.
Yeah, that's something that we're going to, that's going to happen this summer. Is the rates would have gone up, and the state and the Board of Public Utilities instead will give us credits on our utility bills so we don't pay those increases. That's a nice short-term solution to the problem of high utility bills. But Governor Sherrill has laid out a whole roadmap forward of ways to also address the problem in the longer term.
Which brings us to the second executive order that was signed, which indeed calls for a longer-term look at alternative energy, clean energy, return to things from the past, nuclear energy, and expansion of that. Again, if someone is hearing this news about the executive orders and certainly steps in the right direction, we have to put our hope more so in long-term than we do any kind of immediate answer, do we not?
Yeah, well, we have to. We need new energy generation. There's no question about it. The second executive order both directs the state BPU to offer incentives and some relief from, you know, power plant developers and solar energy developers from any kind of burdensome regulation so that we can quickly bring new solar online along with battery storage, which makes solar energy able to meet our need throughout the day, you know, over the 24-hour period, whether the sun's out or not. It also helps to expand natural gas plants that are already online but want to be producing more energy for our grid. And it also, I think, importantly, includes a program to help low-income people take advantage of energy efficiency measures that they can install in their homes so that they can reduce their bills, which will help that consumer, but everybody as well, because then if we have many consumers saving energy, that helps make our whole energy grid more secure and our state able to, our energy sources able to meet our state's needs.
And to be certain, all these ideas do answer the need for a greater electricity production in-house, because New Jersey is one of the states that relies the most on going to the market for electricity, which I know sounds weird for the layperson. But, you know, think of it as an eBay without the buy now option. At any auction, you're going to pay a higher price.
Yeah, and so the reason we pay high prices in New Jersey now, or why we have been, is because we are having these days in the summer, especially when we're using an excessive amount of energy. Everybody's got their, you know, air conditioners on, and we're using a lot of power. And the energy, the more energy we use collectively, the more expensive it becomes. That's how the market works. So what we want to try and do with all of these measures that Governor Sherrill is incentivizing and directing is to shave off that what they call peak demand, those moments when we're all using a lot of energy collectively so that the price of energy can come down for all of us all the time. And so that's good, important steps in the right direction.
We get, as a, just a reference here, a little more precise, we get about a fifth of it, of our electricity from out of state. Again, those auctions, like, yes. like I referred to. And you look at New Jersey costs for electricity, residential, never mind industrial. We have the 12th highest residential electricity cost in the nation. That's according to the latest stats. Most recent, the price of electricity has gone up by 5.5%, and that's only an average. We're talking with Dina Matola-Jaborska, who is the executive director of New Jersey Citizen Action. NJCitizenAction.org is the website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. There is a overseeing body for energy creation of all kinds in New Jersey. It's a co-op, really, between Pennsylvania, well, 13 states, but they put PJM as the name, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, interconnection. With these governing bodies, do we need them on board with this, along with the BPU, for all this to work? Because I saw one comment from an organization that's, as they say, right-leaning, saying, well, if you try to control prices, then how are we going to know what the supply is? Because we won't see the prices go up. I mean, with that, just ridiculous reactions like that. But with the PJM and the BPU, how much do we need them on board with this?
We do need the PJM to be on board with this, but not everything that we just talked about sits, the approvals don't all sit with the PJM. They mostly sit in New Jersey. But we do need the PJM, most importantly, to what's called hook up our new, any new generation quickly to the grid, since they really operate the grid. That's the piece that they really need to do better. And absolutely, you know, Mikey Sherrill definitely talked about that in her EOs and also gave some additional authority to the Board of Public Utilities and some tasks to the Board of Public Utilities to review what the PJM is doing and hold them more accountable. So what we can do in New Jersey for the things that the PJM is responsible for is to just push them a little bit faster, harder to, you know, hook up new energy generation, things like that they're really responsible for, that we really need them. There's a lot we can do in New Jersey, but that one piece, we need the PJM to really step it up.
Is it up to the PJM, too, to approve projects for everything from offshore wind, which a lot of people are saying, let's not go that way again, because the last two examples of that really didn't pan out. But if we wanted to restart a nuclear plant, for example, which is a more traditional and a proven way to create and produce a large amount of electricity, is the PJM the governing body who has to oversee every step of that development?
No, it's more complicated than that, though they do play a role in it, the PJM, but the state has some authority, as does the federal government, which is one of the reasons why it is so difficult to bring any kind of new power plant online. The permitting process is complicated and does sit at different levels of government. So, you know, I think that she, as governor of New Jersey, is trying to do what we can do here in the state. And I'm sure as a, you know, as governor, she can use her leadership, her bully pulpit, to, you know, press on government at other levels to also move along in the process of bringing us the new energy that we need.
And those multiple spots of oversight and approval also explains why there's such a backlog of projects for energy production and project creation, not just in New Jersey, but in other places around the country and their specific overseeing organizations. And I can imagine, too, if you're a corporation or a for-profit business and you're sitting there waiting, at some point you're going to say, this is no longer worth it anymore, I'm out.
It could be, but we're not the only grid or, you know, region that has been, you know, having this problem of energy costs. So I don't know that, you know, we're alone. I think there's other regions a business could locate in that's going to be the same issue. It's a little bit worse here, but there's also, you know, obviously all the benefits of being in New Jersey and a major metropolitan region. But definitely something that needs to be tackled, obviously why Governor Sherrill made it one of her top issues in her race for governor. So, you know, let's be hopeful that these many solutions that she's put forward, it's two executive orders, there's lots in them. A lot we talked about, some we didn't talk about yet. There's, you know, I think some reason to be hopeful that we can start to tackle the problem.
And certainly, too, we have to think long range. We're talking, as we should, as a priority, the residential cost for electricity. But yeah. We're in the 21st century, and data centers, that is a huge opportunity for any state to be a home base for whatever capacity of data centers, the need for just activity within the state, as well as being a financial attraction from outside companies to be a headquarter for data centers. And if we're having trouble just meeting our own needs, that leaves New Jersey out of that side of the 21st century economy, too.
Yeah, and I don't think the executive orders overtly set any policy around how we're going to meet the needs of the data centers, they're very large energy users. They have what we call them large load entities. And so what was in the executive order is the governor charged the Board of Public Utilities and BPU and the EDA to review the utility business model in the state to determine how costs get allocated to ratepayers. Since we have had rising costs for over 10 years, it's not just the data centers or a recent problem, but a historic problem. The governor did put this forward, and in the process of reviewing the utility business model, I think the issue of what do we do about these large load entities like data centers, should they pay for some of their own energy and not pass the impact of their large load onto all the ratepayers in New Jersey, the residential customers who, as you mentioned. That's an issue that we can definitely, that can definitely be addressed in this utility model review study that she has ordered through the executive order. We're hopeful that some solutions can be brought forward about the data centers. It was a subject of a piece of legislation that was that actually passed the legislature a couple weeks ago, but Governor Murphy vetoed it. He did not sign it. It would have actually protected residential ratepayers from the impact of the large load data centers. I'm not really sure why he vetoed it, but it's definitely an issue that I think a lot of people understand is important to tackle. It is one of the reasons why our rates are so high.
I would just end by pointing this out, too, from the executive orders. This isn't one of those long-range, multi-year studies. The BPU is on a short clock with 45 days to initiate a solicitation for qualifying solar facilities or solar facilities in combination with storage, 45-day period for other parts of the program, and with 180 days, the BPU has to begin development of a virtual power plant program with the purpose to drive down peak demand by aggregating behind-the-meter distributed energy resources, reading from the executive order. So it's a turn in the right direction, and it has the proper attention to the need for a sense of urgency. So we'll see how the follow-through comes through. That's always going to be the question. So to learn more about this issue, as well as the other points of focus for New Jersey Citizen Action, their website, njcitizenaction.org. She is our executive director, Dina Mottola-Jaborska. Dina, thanks for the explanation of what is coming down the lane as far as energy electricity costs in New Jersey. There's hope on the horizon. Let's hope it gets a lot closer, a lot faster. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.